Me'an daf tazayin amid aleph. We had in the Mishnah kol amistako bedalad dvorim rosi loy shaloy bo loylom. The Gemara says bishloim ma'ala ma'ilo ma'ala mata ma'ala ocher lochay. That's good that one should not delve and think about these in yonim. Elolefnim ma'ada hava hava. But what's wrong about thinking what was before? Mada hava hava, there won't be any kinkel. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Loza, the Omri Tavayu, Lamo Hadova Doima, Moshe Lemelech Bosa Vedom, Sha'omer Lavodov, Bnuli, Paltaling Gdoilim al Ha'ashbe. Should build a palter and a palace on the Ashbe. Polchu ubonoloi, ein retzoinoi shal melech lahaskir shem ashba. The melech does not want they should mention that the yisod of the palace was born on an ashba, was built on an ashba. Now, this is a difficult gemara. I'd like to say over three pshatim on this gemara. The Marshal and Shabna Gemore ain Lachshav Mahoya Lifnim Kaidem Shanivra Oilam Haza. Person that's Lifnim before Oilam Haza was created, one should not think what there was or how it was. He says, the Lahoya Lifnim Klumbailam. There was nothing. Vakadish Bochu may ain hamuchlet broi. The Rabbeinu Shalom created Yesh Ma'ai. Umaisi Moshel, Shaloi Lahasker, Shem Ashpe, Shahoya Koidem Shabona Apalterim. That one should not mention the Ashpe that was there before the palace was built. Ela ke'ilu bonoi b'mokim ponoi. That the melech does not want, looking at his palace, that one should know that this mokim before was a garbage dump. It's a pgam in the palace. No, one should think that it was a mokim ponoi. It was an empty lot, and he built a palace on this mokim. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein retzoinoi lahazker shehoya lifnim shum briye. The Rabbeinu Shalom does not want that one should think before Briyas HaOlam there was a briye. Shezeh poigim kvoidoi. That's a pgam in the kvoid shemayim shehoya shinui rotzin lefono. That means, if one will say that there was a Briya, and that became bottle, and now there was a different Briya, so that is a Pkam Bekvoidoi, that saying that the Rebbeinu Shalom first tried this, and then this didn't go, he tried something else. B'loi hoya chofetz ba'oisoi Briya, u'boroi lamazeh, dugmes melech bosa v'dom, Shaloi hoya chofeitz ba'ashpe ubone palte. Elo shiesh lahaskir shabone b'mokim pone. He says, if you'll say that there was a briye before, mahoya b'fnim, that means you'll say that there was something before, malefnim, what was before, and you'll say there were things before, so that's a pgam in Kvoid Shemayim. So the Marsha says, V'gam she'ein ha-moshul doime mamish, this, the emerson, the moshul, is not doime to the nimshul. The hosom poigim bedover emes, that means in the case of the moshul, the palace was take born on a garbage dump. It was built, the palace was built on a mokim ashpit. And the Melech does not want that it should be Mefusim, that this is the Mokim of his palace. There's a Dover Emes, Shohoyo Sham Ashbe, Vahoche Poigim Bedover Sheker. And here, if he's saying Ma Hoya Bifnim, so we're assuming that there was something Bifnim, there was a Briye Bifnim, and he's taki saying a Sheker. Poigim Bedover Sheker. Shekodish Bohu Boro Hoilo Me Ayin Amuchlet. Is Mikova Kemaisi Lobi Mikoske. So Mamela, that what it is a Sheker doesn't take away the Pgam. Forget, you're saying a sheker and making a pgam. So by saying ma hoya bifnim, assuming that there was something bifnim, and you're clarifying what it was, so that kuf is a pgam. That's a pgam in maisa bereishis, because the Rabbeinu Shlom Kri, there was no bifnim, and that's kvayt shemayim to say that there was a briya yesh miayim, and clarifying what was bifnim, that's a pgam. That's how the Marsha learns. The Eitz Yosef brings down a pshat, the yisoid of the pshat, what there was, the oretz hoiso soyu vavoyu. So, the Eitz Yosef brings from the Ramban, ki mitchile nivro yisoid echod dak, Hamuchan lekabel kol atzures. There was created a chomer dak, that from this chomer, it's bekoyach all the tzures could come out. Hanikra hayuli. Va'achekach hoitzi mimenu mikoyach el hapoyul kol chelkei habriya al derech haprat. That means the seder of the Briya was va'oretz, that the Pasuk is telling us the seder habriya. Va'oretz oisa soyu, the tchilas habriya was from ayin to this koyach, this yesoid echad dak hamuchen lekabel kol atzures. And that was the first Briya, and from this Briya later they came out befrat all the Nivroim, but all the Nivroim were befrat, were Nivro from this Yesoid, and this Yesoid was created from Ayin. And Boyu, the Ramban says, this is the Koyach Hatzure, and the Goyin in Aderes Aliyo says, very interesting, he says that we understand a tzure is nitfas in a chaymer. And he says, then the Rebbeinu Shalom created the chaymer and the tzure. They were separated. And later they were put together, and then they became a tzure from the chaymer. Al kaponim, that was the tchilas habriya. So if you say the koydem gmar tikon habriye bihiyosei oimed bekoyach v'loy bepoil, and this matzev of the tchilas habriye, not koydem, it means the tchile of the briya of the protim, bihiyosei oimed bekoyach v'loy bepoil, then there was still a matzev of toyu v'shahoye karuch olav toyu v'voyu. Shoyrish hara hanimshel laashpe hanire kipgam v'roi lemayit boy hadibo. So in this matziv, there was a shoyrish of ra. He says in this matziv it's called, or maybe this matzav, the shaykorach olav toiv avayu shayresh hara hanim shala ashpe hanire kipgam v'roi lamayit boyadib. Al kaponim, the Eitz Yosef says that
what the Mishnah says one should not speak about bifnim is we're not speaking about what occurred before the Bereishis, but we're speaking about in the matzav of toyu vavoyu, in this matzav exactly how it was, and this matzav, there's a psashoyre shara hanim shala ashpa. That is what we are speaking about. The Ein Aliyo says not like the Marsha. The Marsha says that Vaker, the whole Indian is, if you're speaking about what was before the Briya, so you're assuming that there was something before the Briya, which is not true, and that Kuf is Apkam, B'Kvoidish Alakadosh Baruch Hu, because he created the Oilam Yesh Ma'ayin, and if you're assuming that there was something before, so you're saying there was a Shini Rotzin. So the Avla is the false assumption, but the false assumption Gufe is Apkam in Kvoid Shemayim. The Ein Aliyo brings down a Medrash Rabbe. Omer Rababo Melamed Sheboro Eilomois Vehechivon. Rababo says the Rabbeinu Shalom created Eilomois and he destroyed them. Ad sheboro es elu, till he created this world. Omar dein hanyali, yasoin loy hanyali. This world I have enough from. In the previous worlds I don't have enough from. As I state in Medrash. So in Medrash it would seem that there were olamos created before this world. Now, what is pshat in these olamos? So he says, "V'hu kemoi shezoyrin garin ba'oretz." The previous olamos were equivalent to a zriya of a seed in the earth. V'hagarin nirkav, and through that the garin gets rotten, that the seed gets rotten. The recovering of the garin brings about the tzmiche. Kein hadavor hazeh, so these olamos which were created and destroyed, shehoyo machiven v'nisbatel olam, mizeh achakach nischadish olam v'nivra olam hazeh. That means that the chubin of these olamos was a bechine of a zriye and a recovering which brought about a tzmiche. Uchemoy shemizablin hasodes ba'ashpo v'ha'ashpe malkiv es agarim u'machmaze yitzmach agarim. A fertilizer induces the recovering of the garin, which eventually brings about the tzmich of the garin. Kacho yehoilam chorev bebchinas ashpe, v'achar kach yishave zehoilam. So, the way the Ein Aliyo learns pshat, so it's mamish that this world was created from a chulbin, from an ashpetake, from a rikovin, which that's dumya to the marshal, but it's not kvoit shamayim to speak about it. So that's what our Gemara is speaking about. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ko shaloi chos al kvoit koinoi rosui loi shaloi bole yoilom. What is kvoit koinoi? Mayhi Rab Abba Omer ze amistakel bekeshes. A person who is mistakel bekeshes. One, istaklus means one, he looks at it, not he gazes at it, he studies it. Rab Yosef Omer ze ha'oiver avere beseisa. Now the Gemara explains what's wrong with mistakel bekeshes. Dechsiv kemarei hakeshes asher yiyeh ba'onon b'yoyim hageshem kein mare hanoige soviv hu mare dmus kvoid Hashem. Al koponim, we see in Maisa Merkove that Yecheskel was medame to a keshes b'yoyim hageshem. So somehow there's some sort of a dinyan hu mare dmus kvoid Hashem. So that is not chos al kvoit koinoi to gaze at it and to look at it and to study it. Rav Yosef oima ze ha'iver aveire b'seisa. That lechos al kvoit koinoi means that a person is ashamed that people should be aware that he's doing an aveire. So therefore he does an aveire b'seisa. So that is also, that means he's moire, that's how the Marsha says pshat, so from a boss of a dom, he's ashamed of, and from the Rabbi Nishlom, he's not ashamed of, so that's lechos al kvoit koine. Is kilu doichik ragle shchine, shenema koi omar Hashem, ashamayim kisi, v'oretz adoim raglar. Let us see Rashi. Omar lemato, berei Omar mitachas roes olam, bimshol misovlam lechos al kvoit koine, lightly b'marava legosin olam. It's the whole nusach that the Bach brings down here. Gilse. Kilodech gag leshchina, ema beli be'ein hashchina kam, achsiva oretz adoim raglar. So it seems that this is oiver aveira b'seiser is that's ein echos al kvoit koine. That's doichik lagle shchine. So the Gemara asks eini v'omar abelo azokim im roya odom sheyitzro im esgaber olov yelech lemokim shein makirim oisay v'yilbash shchoyrim v'yisatev shchoyrim. So we see that there is such an inyan to be oiva and aveire b'seisa. So the Gemara says, loy kashe, ho de motzi kayif le yitzre, ho de le motzi kayif le yitzre. That means, if he could be kaifa the yetzer, and some emele, so then there's no heter. Then that's called, he's lechos al kvoit koinoi. But if he can't be kaifa the yetzer, so this is the better of the two evils, that he should be over beseise, he shouldn't bring about a chilul Hashem. Zogt Rashi, Lamokim shemakirin oisoi, ein datoi gasa olops. He doesn't feel too big about himself. Vishemo yekal koyach yitzroi. So maybe his yitzroi won't be so strong. Vigam im yechtor, afilu hoduachet, ein odom noisim loilei, lefisha ein echoshuv beineim. He's not choshev in their eyes. They don't know him. They don't recognize him. V'chein b'lvush shchoyrim. It's not so conspicuous. It's not so outstanding. Here he's an odom choshev and he does a chet, so it's poilet. The motzi kaif le yitzrei, u'boiteyach al shuhnechba b'seisa. But he does the chet because no one sees him. Ekilu doichi karaglayim. Heiche dolei motzi kaif leili yitzrei. Toivlei betzinem ifarhesiem. Let us see Tosfos. V'yase mashalibay chofetz. Mashme demutaloi la'odom sheyase legamrei cheftzei. It would seem from the Lashon that he's allowed to do what he wants to do. b'seisa v'loy b'farhesya. V'loy k'peirish ha'beinu chananu, the shili perkama the kedushin, the pirish t'chas v'sholim sh'yamata lasis aveire, elokomar yilbash shchoyrim, v'yeylech l'mokim acha. He just told them what to do, how to be loichem at the Yetzer. The Levishas Shchoyrim, Vachsanois Mishabrim Liboy, that V'loyove Lidei Avere, V'yuchal Lasois Ma'achshav Ma'ashe Liboy Chofetz. Now he can do Taka, if he'll take this Yetzer of Rabbi Loi, he can Taka do Ma'ashe Liboy Chofetz, because the Leib now will not be Chofetz to do Averes. The vaday ein yitzray misgaber olov. Vesugya deshmaita ine mashma kedvorov. Ocho bereshperk basre de moyet koten. There would seem taki that that's the whole sugya over here. The sugya weiss tois that he does do an avere beseisa. They bring down from the Rif that the Rif wanted for Emfer the Rif and then Yaakov, if he wanted for Emfer the Kash and Rabbeinu Chananel. Let us see the Loshen of Rabbi Loi. Roma Rabbi Loi Azokin, Imroya Odom Shitzrim is Gaber Olov, Yelech Lemokim, Shein Makirim Moisoi, Vyulba Shchoirim, Vyisatav Shchoirim, Vyasa Mashali Bechofetz. So here the Rabbeinu Chananel learned Fakert, that this is an Eitzah, how to change the Netiyas HaLeiv, have a Leiv Toyer, a Leiv Nishbar, from this Anhoge. Fine. But then Rabbi Loi continues, Val Yechalel Shem Shomayim Befaresye. But remaining here, he shouldn't remain here, because here will be Mechalo Shem Shemayim Befaresya. So it would seem from this Loshen that the whole problem is by remaining here is that the Chilu Shem Shemayim Befaresya. But it would seem that if it wouldn't be Befaresya, there's no problem whatsoever. That was the Gemara's Kasha. That means the Eitzah was so that the Gemara says, Bitzine, and if he can't control himself, so then it's Kal from Faresia. Bitzine, and he could control himself, that's what the Gemara is saying. But what Rabbi Loi Lemaise told him to do, Rabbi Loi told him Lemaise he should avoid everything. And, by doing this, it's, of Yelech Lemogim Shemakirim, Vyilba Shchayim, Vyisatev Shchayim. Dorash Rab Yehuda b'Rab Nachmeini Miturgemonei d'Reish Lakish. Kol amistakel b'gimul dvorim ein of keyes. Here the Inyakiv says, as we mentioned before, mistakel, he gazes, he studies. B'keshes, he says to be mistakel b'keshes. He says one has to look at the keshes. When you make a brocha on it, you look at it, but one should not be mistakel. Ubenosi, ubekehanim. The keshes, the chsiv, kemare, a keshes, a sheyye, ba'onon, b'yoyim ageshe, umare, dmus kvoid Hashem. So that's a dmus kvoid Hashem. Benosi, the chsiv, nosato, mehoitcha olof. Amistakel b'kahanim b'zman shebeis amigdash kayim shayoimdem al duchonon umevolchem es Yisrael b'shem amefayish. The Marsha says that on all these three inyonim there's a dmus and ziv shchine. Nesatem ahitcha olov and by the kahanim and the mevolch the Boteshem, this episode, Me'en Hashchos Hashchine, Aziv Shchine, and these three Yinyonim. V'hoya Kabbalah B'yodom Da'en of Chaos. That there was like, so if a person looks at something that is a Dmus Ziv Shchine, it's Ein of Chaos. And the Marsho explains it as follows. We hear the person is mamish mistakel b'shchine, so he's meis the leod adam v'choy. So if a person is mistakel b'dmushchine, so Chazal tell us that sume choshev kemeis. So the kehiyas einayim is me'ein misa because he's looking at something that's me'ein. That's the midah keneged midah. It's the om b'shem ha-mefoyrish sh'ashchine shoyre al kishrei etz b'yisaya. Let us see Tosfos b'kahanim b'zman sh'beis ha-migdash kayim. Mikan kosha al perish Rashi. So it would seem clear that this whole issa of istaklis is dafke bizman shebeis amigdash kayim and the mevorich b'shem ha-mefoyrish. So memele, then there was ashros ashchina al yedei. So Taisu says, mikan kosha al perish Rashi de per gimel de megillah. Alehidis nan yodov bohoiktoyois la yisa kapov uperish mishum sha'om mistaklim boy, because that attracts that people will look at his hands. From rinim bechagige mistakl bekahanim b'shoshen noisim kapeyem einav keyes for less. The maskinen davke bizman shebeis hamigdash kayim. He says this whole inyan of ein of keyus is davke bizman shebeis hamigdash kayim that they were mevorich b'shem ha-mefoyrish. Ve'ilu hosam the gemara and megillah bigvulim is not talking about bizman shebeis hamigdash kayim. It's speaking about bigvulim. Bavorai midemakshim inay bigmore mayhi dahave b'shivavusei deravune vave porish yodei. That there was someone, there was a kohen in the area in the neighborhood of Ravune that he had yodayim boeknios and he duchent. Amishani dumadoshpira yav salkoponim. You see that the Gemara in Megillah is speaking about Bizman Hazeh, not the Bizman Habayis. There's an Issa to be mistakel. So, but you can't say the way Rashi says. V'nira leforish, ta'af begvulim mitzer mishum hesach hadas. The begvulim, there's also an Issa to be mistakel. It's not of chaos, but it's an Issa, because one is Messiah Das from the Broche. Broche Issa Birishalmi the Hosom, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Hoda Omre, Shaoser, Listako, Bekahanim, Beshoshim, Avorchim, Esom, the Naradinal to look, Omer Rabchage, Klum, Oma, Elamishim Hesach, because the Mizborach will be Messiah Das from the Broche, and no Mistako, Voloy Mesach, no Datoy. So Kaponim, that is Pshat in the Gemara Megillah. So the Gemara weiter. Dorish Rab Yehuda Berab Nachmeini Mitulgemonei Dereish Lokish Mai Dersiv Al Taminu Bereya Al Tiftachu Be'aluf Im Yoyim Elucho Yeitzer Horo Chatoi Vakodish Boruchu Moichel. You can do chatoim in the Rabbeinu Shloilom, Rabbi Meichel, al tamin loy, al tamin bereya. Don't believe him. Bein reya ele yetzer horo, shenema ke yetzer leiv ha'odom ram. That's the reya. Reya is ra. Bein aluf ele kodesh boruch hu shenema aluf neurai ato. The Ein Eliyo wants to explain this Gemara as follows. He says that the Gemara tells us, Yitzrei shel Odom misgaber olav b'chol yoyim, and the din mischadish olav b'chol yoyim. So he says there's two types of Yetzirahs. There's a Yetzirahs that's a Yerushas Oves. That means he has a Netiyah to do these certain things. His father's a Kaisen, his grandfather's a Kaisen, and he's also a Kaisen. This is already a Netiyah. So he says, by this Yetzirahs, it's called Misgaber. That, like it says by the Mabel, it was Yigberu Hamayim. That means there was Mayim and there was Nisgaber. It got bigger and bigger. So there's a Yetzer Haram that's a Yerushas Oves. That's called a Reya. Why is it called a Reya? It's a family trait. It's not new. That's called a Reya. There's another type of Yetzer Hara. There's a Yetzer Hara that's Machadish. His family would never do such things. That's a Yetzer Hara that's Nischadish by him. So the Gemara says, also the Yetzer Hara comes to him like this. He says, no, do new Averis, I'll tell you, that's already, you'll have to pay for them. But if you're doing as a Reya, this is family, this is a family trait already. This is, I'm going to say, Yerushas Oves. So, Memele, so that Rabbi shall be Meichel, but he ever tells, I was born a Kais and was, what, I mean, so Al Taminu Bereya. Don't believe him on this either. And the Gemara brings the Posek, Ki Yetzer Leiv Ha'ovdom Ra Mino Urov, so we're speaking about, he says, this is this time, Mino Urov means, From when he's born already, he has this Yetzer Hara. That means this is the Yetzer Hara that comes by Yerusha. And that the Pasuk says, don't believe him. Don't say the Rabbi Shalom be Meichel. Shema Toimer mi Meyed be. Who's going to be Meyed on the Veiris? I do. Avne Beisoi, Vekoiris Beisoi, Shalodim Heim Meyedim Boi. Shenema ki Evin Mikir Tizak. The chofis me'eitz yanena. The chachamim oimrim nishmosei shel odom me'ida boy. The nisham is me'id. So the first madyoma says the surroundings are me'id. The chachamim say the nisham is me'id. Shenema mishaychebes cheikecho shmer pischei picho. Eizo hi dova sheshaychebes becheikei shel odom. Habiyoymer zu nisham. Rabbi Zrika Omar Shnei Malachi Hashoris Hamalavin Oisoi Hein Meidaboy Shneme Ki Malochov Yitzaboloch Lishmolcha Bechol Drachecho. There are two Malochim which are Meid. V'yeshoimri Meivorov Shel Odo Meidaboy Shneme Va'atem Eidai Neum Hashem Vani Kel. What does Rashi say? Al taminu bereya ha'ime l'chochatei, v'al tivtuchu ba'aluf lo'ime she'yimchel. V'chofis chatiches eitz, k'may kefisim b'boba basre, atem eidai, humeid ba'atzmei b'chol avoynei she'echiyach b'fono. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Yoisi ben Ye'ezer oimer sheloi lismoich. Now here we're speaking about smiche b'yontev. As one permitted to make smicha biyontiv. And we'll see in Taisva soon that this was the first recorded machloikis by Klal Yisrael. This is the first machloikis. Yaisi ben Ye'ezer oimel shaloi lismoich, Yosef ben Yochanan oimel lismoich. One is permitted to make smicha. Yeshua ben Prachya Oimer Shaloi Lismoich Nitai Harbeili Oimer Lismoich Yehuda ben Tabai Oimer Shaloi Lismoich Shimon ben Shetach Oimer Lismoich. We'll see that as the Mishnah progresses that the first one was the Nosi, the second one was the Av Bezin. Shmaya oimer lismoich. Here Shmaya was the nasi. He held it's permissible. Avtalya oimer shaloi lismoich. Hillel umenachem loy nechliku. Menachem was the of Besden. Hillel was the nasi. Loy nechliku. Yotza menachem is pashtus is that we'll see. Well, Hillel held that's smiches muta. Yotza menachem nichne shama. Shamai oimer shaloi lismoich. And Hillel Oimer Lismoich. So the Mishnah says, Harishainim Hoyus Nesiyim, the Rishainim, these were the Nesiyim, Rishniyim Lehem of Besdin, they were the of his best. Let us see Rashi, Yaisi ben Yeza Oimer Shaloi Lismoich Beyontev, Bezui Machloikis Rishaine Shahisa Bechachme Yisrael. This was the first Machloikis that was, that means till then, everything was clear. There was no machloikis, and this was the first machloikis. Yeshua ben Prachye kulon der achader. Yotza menachem bigmore meforish laichan yotza. Nichna shamay liyes of bezn tachta. Harishainim shehuskeru rishin b'chol zug v'zug oyu nesiyim. They were the nesiyim. The second word of bezn. Let us see Taisvis. Yaisi ben Yoyeza, Birishalmi Omar, Barishaine Lehoya Machloikis, Ella Alas Micha Bulvat. That was the only Machloikis by Claudius, so everything was clear. The Omdu Shamai Vehilu, the Osu Dalit. Later, as the Deiris progressed, they're ready for Machloikis in, with Shamai and Hilu. Misherabu Talmidei Shamai Vehilo Shuloi Shimshu Kol Tzolchon. They weren't Shimshu Kol Tzolchon. Shimsh Talmid Chomim goes on Limud Gemara. They were, God is a tshuva from one of the Goyim, Rav Shchira Goyim, that Loi Shimshu Kol Tzolchon came about because of the Shmodis and the Tzoris. They weren't able to be Mishamish Kol Tzolchon, but it was Loi Shimshu Kol Tzolchon. Is Rabu Machloikis be Yisrael v'nechleku lebeis kitais. That's what the Yerushalmi says. V'yesh l'tmoya, harei nechleku kvar b'mei shol al milve uprute. So Taisva says, this was the first Machloikis? It was a Machloikis if a person is Mekadish with a milve uprute. That means that the Isha owes him money. And he's Michael de Milve, and he gives her a pruta also. If it's daitoya milve or daitoya pruta, if it's daitoya milve, so he wants him mekadesh with the milve, so mekadesh be milve ain't a mekadesh. It's not called he's giving her anything. That means she owes him money. And he says, you don't have to pay what you owe me, so that's not called anasinus hakesef. If it's daitaya prute, so he's giving her prute, and he says also he's giving her two things, so the kinyan will be with the prute. So there was a machloikis between Bezdinai Shel Shol and David. Shol held Eina Mekadeshes, and then David held Mekadeshes. So Taisa says, V'shema kiven de Shol u Bezdinai habesavri, Daitaya milve loyhoya odom choylek olov rak lefisvoras David lemiskri machloikis. It's a code that was an official machloikis. That means David was, the Besdin and the Roish Besdin held that ain't a mekadeshes. David was a psayachid, so it's not considered that was a machloikis. That means there was no tutstodim. It was pushed ungenom in the way Shaul held. V'zeh umah she'omah b'Yerushalmi v'omdu shamay v'hilu v'osu dalet le'metzine perkame de Shabbos akshloi she'dvorim she'nechleku b'hem. So Taisus is Meiran the Yerushalmi, what's the dalet? It's very interesting. I think the Turevan asks on Taisus, the Gemara, the memra of Rav Huna, that Rav Huna said that Shamay and Hilu were choylik in three inyonim. So the Gemara asks on Rav Huna, there was another machlekes. They were chaylik also by smiche. So the Gemara says the Rav Huna didn't want to mention smicha because this machlokes already is a machlokes kedume. He just mentioned three to include the, there were three new inyanim, which now there was a machlokes on. But Bemison, there was Bemison, Shammai, and Hillel were chaylik and four inyanim. So, Stayeskan Taisus, what's the Rishami is saying that, the Shammai Hillel were also Dalit. Lamaisa, there was a machlokes and four inyanim, because they were also chaylik with smicha. Zekta Gemara. Tana Rabbonon. Shloisha mizuges arishoynes sha'omru shaloi lismoich ushnayim mizuges achroinim sha'omru lismoich hoyu nesiyim. He says the first three that said sha'omru lismoich, sha'omru shaloi lismoich, the first three that said not to make smicha, and the second two that said to make smicha, hoyu nesiyim. They were all nesiyim. And they're all, that means all the, from the five zugas we're speaking about, these were the first mentioned. Ushniim lehem ovis bezden. And the next ones, they were the ovis bezden. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir held. Vachachomim oimrim. Yehuda ben Tabai of Bezdin v'Shimon ben Shetach Nosi. He's the Chachamim hold that all of them, Taka, the first ones were the Nesiim, and the second ones were the of Bezdin, but there's one exception. We had Yehuda ben Tabai Oymer Shaloi Lismoich, Shimon ben Shetach Oymer Lismoich, Shimon ben Shetach was the Nosi, and Yehuda ben Tabai was the Av Bezdin. Maybe it was same if Yehuda ben Tabai first went to say, oh, he was the one, basically, that he was the Av Bezdin, also El Shaloi Lismech. But the Chachamim say, Yehuda ben Tabai Av Bezdin, v'Shimon ben Shetach Nos. So the Gemara, Man Tane Lohod de Tone Rabbonim, we learned as follows. So Yehuda Machloik is, was Yehuda ben Tabai Nosi or Av Bezdin? The Bei holds he was Nosi, and the Chama holds he was Av Bezdin. We learned as follows. Omar Yehuda ben Tabai, Ere ben Chama, Em loy harakti, Eid zaymem lohoitzi, Milibon shal tzedoikim. That means, Ere ben Chama means, Rashi says in Makkos, loy Ere ben Chama. That means I should never see a Nechome if I wouldn't have killed an Eid Zayman. I killed an Eid Zayman lahoitzi milibon shal tzedoikim. Shehoyo oimrim, the tzedoikim held ein Eidim Zaymimim nerogim ad she yehorik hanide. They darshan that says nefesh benefesh. So the whole din of basisim loikashe zomam is davke if with their Eidus, through the Eidus, the Nidin was killed, then there's a din, basisam laikashe zomam lasis la'ochiv. But, if there only was a gmar din that he should get killed, they didn't kill him yet, there's no such din of basisam laikashe zomam lasis la'ochiv. That's what the tzedakim held. And Yehuda ben Tamai wanted a show for killed, so he killed an Eid Zaymim, that was made on someone that was chayiv misa, even though he wasn't killed yet. And he did this lahaitzi mi libon shal tzedoikim shaya oimrim ein edim zoimimim nerogim at shaya horig hanid. So he did this. Oma loy shimin ben shetach, ere ben achoma im loy shafachto dam noki, Shrei Omru Chachomim Ein Eidim Zaymimim Nerogim Ad She Yezumu Shneim. That means this Eid Zaymim that you killed, they were only Mazim him. They weren't Mazim both of them. So Lemaise, you were Shefech Dam Noki. You were Shefech Dam Noki. Because the Einshe Yazomeh are only applicable if both of the Eidim Zaymimim were Huzan. שאמור חכמים אין דעדים זיימים עם נרוגים עד שיזומו שניים, ואין לויקים עד שיזומו שניים, ואין משלמים מומים עד שיזומו שניים. Let us see what Rashi says. Eid zoymam shaloi huzom elo hu levadoi ad she yehore kanidin. The tzedoikim held that there's no einshi azome ad she yehore kanidin. Koidem azome v'achakach huzmu shayu dershim nefesh benefesh. The tzedoikim darshes nefesh benefesh omu beidim zoymimim. So a mele that the basisim loi when if it was nefesh benefesh if the nidin was killed. Omru len chachomim ולוי כבר נמה ועשיסם לוי קשה זומם לסיס לאוכיב, ודיין אוכיב קיים, it seems that he's still alive. ולומה נמה נפש בנפש, what's a נפש בנפש? אין הרוגים עד שיגומר הדין של הנידוין קוידם שאוזמו. That the whole din הזום is, if there was a גמר דין, that בזן פסקן דיס חייב מיסה, then they're חייב מיסה. ואין לוי כן אם העידו שחייב מלכס, בכל הגסינין עד שיזומו שניים. מסכס מרקס שאלף לא מקרוי, והנה אית שקה אית, ואומר כל מוקים שנמר אית, הרי כאן שניים. I saw, I didn't see any vainik in the Minchas Chinuch, but I saw the Menachem Eishev Nefesh brings a very interesting pshat from the Minchas Chinuch. Yehuda ben Tabai said that im lo yorakti yeit zaymem lo hoitzi mi libon shel tzedoikim. So it would seem that he killed the eit zaymem lo hoitzi mi libon shel tzedoikim. So what shad lo hoitzi mi libon shel tzedoikim? He killed the eit zaymem because he's chayim misa. So he says, that's how I saw the Menachem Eishev brings him down. So he says that Lamaise, he knew that the din Oinshei Azome is Davke if you mazn both of them. He knew that. But he wanted to kill him, Ahiro Shah, Lahitzi Milibon Shal Tzedoikim. That's what the Midchas Chanuch says. So what happened? So what did Rav Shimon ben Shetach tell him? He says, what did you want to accomplish? Lohitzi mi libin shel tzedoikim, I have news for you. The tzedoikim hold that you could be, if you were mazim one, you could be, there's also ein shei hazomer. So you wanted to do a pu'ula. Lohitzi mi libin shel tzedoikim. So okay, we're going to show them. Lohitzi mi libin shel tzedoikim. What did you want to accomplish? You wanted to be Meitzi Miliban Shal Tzedoikin by killing him. You Mazik Dalibim Shal Tzedoikin because they say there's a Din Hazoma and one, so you're doing like them. She didn't accomplish anything. That's how I saw they being down from the Minchas Chinuch. Amir de Kipshat that there's such a hero show. But let's go further. Miyad Kibol, and so he found out that he was wrong. Miyad kibol olav Yehuda ben Tabai she'enoi moira alochev ela b'fnei Shimon ben Shetach. He won't be moira aloch ela b'fnei Shimon ben Shetach. Kol yomov shen Yehuda ben Tabai hoye mishtateyach al kivrei shel oisei horuk v'hoye koiloi nishma. He was every day used to go to the kever. And he was used to Christ ask Mechila from this horuk for a koylei nishma. Kisvurim ha'om loymar shekoylei shel horuku. So the om thought that this was the horuk. They used to hear voices coming. They heard that the horuk was the one that was crying. Om alem koylei, no, it's me. It's not the horuk. It's me. Teidu shel amocha hu meis. You'll see that when I'm going to die, ve'ein koylei nishma, you'll see that it's me, I'm the one that's crying. Omalei Rav Ache berei de rove le Rav Ashi v'dilme piusei paisei Oibedine tove min tove. Very interesting Gemara. The Ritva explains this Gemara as follows. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai said it's his koil. Fine. Either believed him, they didn't believe him. But then he brought a raya. He says, a raya, it's my koil. Because you'll see when I'm going to die, so you'll be quiet if I need the Beis HaKvaros. Like this, all those sounds that you used to hear, the screaming from the Beis HaKvaros, you won't hear anymore. Fine. So he told them, als raya kemezach dingen. Why? He says, could be it was the koil of the horuk. Now when you're going to die, so then you're going to be together with the horuk, so you're mafayasim. So he stopped screaming because of Yanevel. You were mafayasim, or you came lidin with him on Yanevelt. The Ritva says as follows. The Litvin Malka says, siyata de maisu yesh litchos. It kedingzach with the raya. If you're telling the truth, you're telling the truth. But als raya, we kedingzach with the raya. Vagav uche shaminen sheyesh pius gam la'acher mise bekever lipoto me'einish ha'nefesh. We see from this Gemara we can learn out that when a person is nifta, that means that it's still shaykh pius. Both of them are nifta ready, and it's still shaykh to be mefayis. Let us see Rashi. That if he'll make a toy, so Shimon ben Shetach will teach him. Now that's the Gemara further. Let us just see, we'll just see the Tosfos. Shnayim mizugis achroinim she'omru Shnayim mizugis achroinim she'omru lismach nesiyim have. That they were nesiyim. Hillel was the Nasi. So why did he mention Shammai before Hillel? Hillel Nasi Lekul Alma. By Yehuda ben Tabai, there's a Shaila. If he was the Nasi of our Besen. He killed a Meme, Beyois, Ki Gimel Mizugis Arishoinim, Asha Omru Shaloi Lismoich, Hoyu Nesiim. The three of the Rishonim, the Nesiyim held loyalismach, b'shamay sover kevosai, noked leiber Rishonim. So, like he holds like the Nesiyim. So they put him first, because he held like the Nesiyim. Agav de noked leihoche b'Rishonim. So since in this Mishnah they were magdim shamay tehillu, chosh leiber cholmokim shamay mikamay tehillu. Here you can make a toise. He took over Menachem's place. That means that the we mentioned Hillel and Menachem. So there we see that Menachem was the of Bezn. He took over the place of Menachem. So he also was an of Bezn. Ere benechome lishne klile dishvu ahave beloshin kotze kloima lo yuchal lirais benechome siyen im loy osas. I won't be able to see nechome siyen if I wouldn't have done this. Vadaim loy akapechas bni shalachas umekupachas biyisrod rabtarven. Shmaite the Madas Bekam the Shabbos, the Dugmasina Losh the Mikra, the Ulam Chayoni, the Moloch Vaid Hashem, Im Yiru. Im Loi Harakti Eid Zaymin, Taime, Amaile, Avakshinen, Hoche, Hashte, Behemten, Shal Tzadikim, Ena Kadish, Bochum, Mevi, Takol, Al Yodom, Tzadikim, Atzmon, Loi Kolshkin, the Poich Begitna Bechulim. So how did it come about that Yehuda ben Tabe was Nichshel in Ritziche? By a milsed achila, dignayu letzadik doichul dovor isa, avol dovor heter bishase isa loy porich. But if someone is doing an avere, Mafilu he ate a dover heta when it's also to be eaten, that's not a gnai. Lohochi loy porich bereisha shone, doma kama bosim tavshile de bovel betsoime rabe de marove. They came to bovel, and in bovel they were eating the suda of Erev Yom HaKippurim. And everyone was eating, the whole bovel was eating the suda of Erev Yom Kippur, and it was Yom Kippur. So how did this occur, that the whole bovel was nichshol? The tzaddikim, there were tzaddikim there. So Taisu says, so because that's a dover heter, no, you're not allowed to, that's a machol heter, no, you're not allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yirmiyah
was time before Abdullah.
It's also not a poshet ma'aseh to be time before Abdullah. That's not megune. The Ksav Seif and Gittin wants to say what's the gnai. Tais is saying that it seems there's a special shmira on tzaddikim as kvoidom. They shouldn't become niskane. And gnai, Tais says, is totally with hamachal iser. So he first wants to say it could be because hamachal iser is metamtem. That's the gnai that, but then he says that we find that behemtim shel tzaddikim weren't nichshal in tevel. The chamei rav Pinchas ben Yoir was not nichshal in tevel. Tevel, it seems he holds, is not metamtim. Shkotzim ramosim are metamtim in the tamtabo, but not nevelis or treifis, but not tevel. So it seems it's a different gather. Together is some machal iser becomes an atzmius of him, so that's a gnai. If it's only it's a machal heta, this man is geirim, so then there's no gnai. Lamacha who makes hodeloy nokit sheineni shomen kaili nishma. Why do you have to bring a rai from the misa? L'chayre when he wasn't there, so it was quiet in the basic class. Mishum shayimim loy deinit soik ala b'shosh sheyesh nisham. He only screams when you come. Avol Hashem, look at me, sheyehei gabei. But after the misa, they'll be together already. Os hayulei litzoik. So if he doesn't, he's not soyik, it's a raya. But it's not the holy that was soyik.